In a world where technology reigns supreme, a sinister and unprecedented threat looms on the horizon. It surpasses the destructive power of nuclear weapons, casting a shadow of doom over humanity's future. This threat emerges from the depths of an Asian superpower, a nation renowned for its manufacturing prowess but historically lacking in certain technological advancements. Imagine a world where chips possess atomic-level precision, embedded within powerful GPUs that offer mind-boggling resolutions and processing capabilities. The race to create smaller, more efficient chips has intensified, with two semiconductor manufacturing companies already utilizing this groundbreaking achievement. They mass-produce 7-nanometer chips, a size so minuscule that it dwarfs even the 3-nanometer chips used in iPhones. Think about this. Chips are smaller than protein, however, new developments in the East threaten to compete with these companies. And not just for civil applications, they will use these chips for something far more sinister: control and war through AI. Welcome to the realm of artificial intelligence, where machines possess the ability to think and act like humans. The true power of AI lies in its capacity to process vast amounts of data and learn from it. With the advent of these new chips, AI could ascend to unprecedented levels of intelligence. This Asian superpower, a nation historically limited in technological advancements, now stands poised to bridge the gap and create AI systems capable of rivaling the most advanced models in the world. Consider the implications of this breakthrough. Armed with the ability to mass manufacture 7-nanometer chips, this Asian superpower could train AI models like GPT-4 and DALL-E, unleashing a hardware and software combination so potent that it could become a weapon in its own right. The chilling reality of an AI war looms ominously on the horizon, where machines are programmed to target specific sections of humanity. But how does this Asian superpower plan to achieve this feat? The answer lies within two specific choke points: deep UV lithography and extreme UV lithography. These cutting-edge techniques are essential for etching these chips, and only one company possesses the expertise to perform these intricate processes: a Dutch company known as AFML. By controlling these choke points, this Asian superpower has been limited from using this technology for nefarious purposes. However, if, as alleged, it can now manufacture these chips in mass on its own, it would not be open-sourced, weaponized against its citizens and its enemies abroad. The implications of this breakthrough are staggering. This Asian superpower's semiconductor manufacturing company, SMIC, the company making the claims, could become the driving force behind an AI revolution. With the ability to mass-produce 7-nanometer chips, this Asian superpower could export this technology on an unprecedented scale to the highest bidder with no oversight or regulation, potentially surpassing the capabilities of even the United States. The balance of power would shift, leaving the world at the mercy of a totalitarian AI-driven superpower. As we teeter on the precipice of this dystopian future, it is imperative to grasp the gravity of the situation. The potential for an AI war, where machines controlled by this Asian superpower's powerful systems are programmed to quash any form of freedom and turn against humanity. This is a threat that cannot be underestimated. When I say quash, think Terminator style. Yes, it is a real scenario at this point. The world must unite, aligning its interests and strategies to prevent this technological breakthrough from transforming into a weapon of mass destruction. The fate of humanity hangs precariously in the balance, and the countdown to an AI-driven apocalypse has already begun.